We're back live, moving through some of those items today that have been pushed aside. Until this time, we're currently going through a number of bills and we're talking budget at the same time. I got a question for you, Rick, while we're here looking through these bills so that we can get these approved. On credit cards, how do people do mileage?
If they're doing mileage, it shouldn't show.
It shouldn't show on a credit card.
Because they pay their own gas and they get reimbursed mileage. If they're driving a county vehicle, you see the gas.
That's true.
It's one or the other.
Well, I'm just asking the question. Mm-hmm. It says telephone, postage, mileage. No, it's different ones. So I don't see the individual bill here unless it's in there.
Well, it shouldn't include. Well, that one single line, 123.005, has those three subtopics in there.
So just print out all three?
Yeah.
You think?
That description is one of those three.
So a description of the...
Of 121, here, I'll pull the budget. You have 121?
I do have it.
30-, what is it, 005? What do you have in there?
Yes.
There you go.
It's the title is telephone, postage, and mileage.
Yeah, so
those
should be telephone postage charges is what they are, because if it was a mileage,
it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, I mean, they might charge fuel to that if they have fuel.
Okay, question for you regarding IRS rules. In going through a ton of the bills that we've got here from individuals that are eating while they're either at meetings or taking prisoners or whatever, we're paying for meals. Is it IRS policy that if you don't stay overnight, you don't eat, or if you do, that it is considered revenue?
I believe if their policy, and I'd have to go look, I think is if you don't stay overnight, you can get the middle of the day meal, but in order to have the breakfast or evening meal, you need to stay overnight.
Okay, is that IRS policy or is that a county
that's
policy?
IRS policy, and that's not necessarily county policy, but it's a good precedence.
Okay. We need to start on that sooner rather than later, too, guys. Rick, why don't you go through while we're leafing through these different bills very quickly with what you've got on the budget there?
Guys, I...
We're almost...
Right here. Sorry.
Get out. Hang out with you, Frank.
I've spent a lot of hours in the last week here trying to get all this budget from put into Mass 90. It will not. You can't put it in there by. I mean, it won't take an Excel file and put it in there. So I have to put it in data entry wise. But that's a good thing about that is it makes you look at every line and then you balance those. And so as I'm balancing, if something doesn't balance, then I find a mistake. And what I've done is there's a couple of those items that couldn't get the balance figured out, that there were some formulas that weren't picking up numbers there. We put them in, and when we inserted a line, it didn't. The formula didn't pick up. Yeah. So the first I noticed is in 130, and I believe it's 129. 129, the central mail room line did not get picked up. It was $250 there, and so that was $250 more to that expense.
Okay.
And 130. I've got so many of these. I had to create new lines too. Line numbers for Mass 90 because they weren't in there. We had to do some things there. The other one I found, I believe, was in 400 account and 400. 10021, 10024. It was not picking up the 10021 in the total for some reason or other. So
you've added that in.
Yes, I did. And then in order to balance that particular account out, I reduced the contingency fund by $1,000 since we had to do that.
Okay.
I think that was the only two things that had to change. I did change some line numbers, like I said, because some of those line numbers... it just made sense to have a different line number than what we had on there, what was left on there. And so I changed some line numbers, but no numbers as far as COVID.
No, I know Jimmy wants us to call him. Do you know something about the Cody software update? Do you have any information? Have you heard anything?
No, I haven't. Okay. I talked to Jimmy earlier, but didn't ask any questions. And, I know you guys had expected that to be...
We were hoping for the best. We can
renegotiate that. I don't know.
I talked to him about it last night following the BOA meeting. But if we had said we'd get a hold of him, do you want to have one of the girls call him? Or?
We just call him, put him on speakerphone. Whenever you're ready to do that. I mean, when we're ready. So.
Well, it's part of the budget, right? Or is it? Sure. If I'm remembering correctly, what he shared with me last night was there's going to be X amount of dollars that they'll take for the last 6 months of this year, and then a flat fee considerably higher next year. But they didn't buy all the equipment and or software originally called for, so the amount was going to be less than what they had projected at our budget time. the Sheriff's Department and the other political subdivisions of the county. Go ahead, Rick.
I think that that's all I had. You guys did get copies of what we... I got one that was signed by you guys, so I assume you all got copies.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you?
Well, I didn't get a hard copy. I got the same file number as the date.
You guys should have hard copies, and you got the file.
The copies that we got up there were before there were any changes that were made. And Jillian had those...
I think it's sitting up there on the counter. I'm pretty sure I saw it. Actually, there was three piles, the one that we signed and two for you both of you guys. You may just want to ask Nikki. I think I saw it because I was going to throw it away, and Nikki said, no, that's the new one.
Oh, okay. So she's replaced the other two that were laying up
there. It's just on the book yet, but it's sitting up there, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe we've got the copies.
I've been gone the last 2 days, Rick, so I haven't looked at them.
I have a folder for my storage being back there.
It was late Friday that I heard that.
The good temporary news is, until they discover that they're going to have a larger shortfall than they think, the governor in his state of the state did not touch any of the county funds, either through the assessment fund or prisoner per diem, so that's nice.
But he's also projecting a 4% increase for the annual sales, which adds up to $259 million, and that's how he balanced the budget. So if we don't hit 4% increase, then we have to cut the budget.
Then we're going to see those decreases being made in the middle of the year, just like last year.
That's how you get the budget balance.
They don't call him Slick Silly or nothing.
There we go. We put that on the radio. That's perfect.
May I call the sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Have you done your usual?
The gentleman we were talking to a while ago calls his S-H-U-R-F-F, sure. That's why I was laughing at him. And the assessor. I went through these once.
Ron, you'll be in charge of talking.
Hello?
Sheriff?
Yeah.
This is Ron Houseman. Both county commissioners are here, Rick Finley and county council, and Lynn. Jim is...
I can barely hear you. Let me... Okay, I'll try it again.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I have you on speakerphone here with the county commission and Mr. Finley and council, and Jim has said that, or Nikki has said that, we needed to have a chat with you, and I think
what I was going to talk to you about was back during the budgets, we spoke about the Cody annual maintenance fees.
Yes, sir.
And I had been in contact with them since then, and they finally called me back with the amounts yesterday.
Okay.
And what they're proposing is going until August free of charge of this year, and then August to December would be $20,000 $423.15 to finish out the year. And then we had talked, it was like 60, I don't remember the exact number, 60,000 plus for an annual maintenance before. And there are some modules, some components of the Cody system that we haven't gotten yet, and we really don't need them, so we're not going to get them. And so that the annual as of January the 1st then would be $49,015.59.
Now, Jim, what you said a minute ago for the last 6 months of the year was $20,423.15?
Correct.
Thank you.
Just out of curiosity, is this basically they're saying from now on our new bill will be around, what, 49,000? That's what you're saying?
$49,015.59.
Gotcha.
Jim, are any of the other entities paying an amount too, or is that all together?
Yes, it's divided. It is divided among each entity that has the Cody system, and the maintenance fees are based upon the number of users in the system.
All right.
Others, gentlemen?
Nothing else. We got to add it in there. It's the bill.
My suggestion is that was not placed within the budget, within the sheriff's, because we took that out, that when that invoice arrives, that we pay that out of our contingency fund.
That's my recommendation too, Ron, but I thought we had, and Jimmy, correct me, can you hear me?
Yep.
Can you, did we at one time have 60,000 in that line?
Cut it out completely
until you found out the correct numbers.
Well, not right. Correct. We had asked him to go back and see if they just not charge us for this year. And so what Jim's done is got it whittled down to a third of what it was.
I appreciate all that. I just had remembered through all the conversation that it was $60,000, and I thought, well, maybe there might be some.
No, there was none of that was left in the budget.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. And the one other thing I was going to talk with you about is you are in closed session, aren't you?
No, we're in open session.
Oh, okay. Well, I won't talk to you about it then.
Okay. I'm glad we stopped him. Yeah, we're in open session.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it something you need to talk with us today about in closed session, Jim? Because we're going to go back in after a while.
It was what I advised you of last night that concerning the city of Forsyth.
Yes, okay.
So I was just going to, update everybody and let them know what was going on with it.
Is that, that'd be best. Can we get back a hold of you here very shortly?
Yes, you can.
Gentlemen, I'd recommend that we do that. He has something he wants to share with us.
All right.
It affects an individual.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Jimmy, then we'll call you back from closed session.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. I've gone through this, and you've gone through that. What's our thoughts?
We got something you want to hold on.
I think that we owe a lot of money.
No, it's 2 weeks.
I saw everything that looked justified.
On this transfer for paper usage. So we're transferring from the different funds into somewhere and then paying for the paper? How's that work?
Paper's paid for out of 114 or 105, I'm not sure, someplace, and then in order to, it's just transferring expense to expense. You've talked about central purchasing, and that was kind of an attempt to move in that direction. But at the point when we were doing that, when Ron showed it, Renee is actually doing that purchasing right now. And I don't know whether she's an instructor or what, but it makes sense that Ron would be doing that. I figured out.
But what my point is, you transfer from a number of funds to somewhere and then write a check.
We write the check, and when the paper goes out, we, you know, we transfer the expense. Yes. What are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. I don't see that you're. Are we actually transferring the money from one fund to another?
No.
We're not.
Just the expense run.
Okay. Okay. So what we're doing is we're writing a check, and then you're billing it to the departments that owe that. Okay. What can we call that then? We're paying a bill on behalf of a lot of departments, right? So writing a check. I do too, but I didn't until I asked that. Let me restate it. Perfect.
You're transferring the expense to where it really should be.
Right. But we're only showing that as an expense one time, and it's coming out of the correct offices. And perfect.
All right. Perfect. With that done, whether credit card or accounts payable stuff, are you guys satisfied, Danny, Ron?
Well, I have a number of questions regarding the cards and what the policy is, and we need to take we need to take a look at the policy. We owe all those bills. I believe we need to pay them.
Okay. All right. And I'm going to jump into our 10 o'clock postponed item here, accounts payable, and move that we approve accounts payable checks 327-443 through 327-568, warrants 5566 through 5569, and accept the two transfers, one from the tax maintenance fund to GCR, and one for pay for usage.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. We approve checks number 327-443 through 327-568, and warrants 5566 through warrant 5569, and accept the transfers from tax maintenance fund to GCR and for paper usage.
Nothing, I'm sorry.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
We'll keep them.
Keep that thing together.
Okay. Sign that one, Lord.
I think it'll all go in there.
You
want to stick it in there?
Yeah, you can go. Also, if it
does it on top, that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. We'll take that one, give that to Lynn.
And Rick, so you know, we haven't had any discussion about animal control yet.
About what?
Animal control, what we heard this morning, we have had zero. We were talking about the
just
other
stuff.
Yeah. So,
well, let me breathe on you, Rick.
All right. Give him a big old hug.
So if that solves accounts payable. All right, so we only got that one.
All right, with all that said, we go back into executive session pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to go back into executive session pursuant to 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. I see up at the top that we had postponed accounts payable, which we took care of.
I have the other one goes into the back.
The ambulance. Okay.
So you approved all?
Yes,
no.
Ma'am.
But no transfers.
Yes, and the transfers.
You approved everything. Okay.
All in favor of the motion say aye.
Jim aye.
Danny aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Microphones are still on.